Blog Talk Radio.
Another week of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com, and I'm your host and show producer, Darlene Lewis, welcoming you and yours to another fantabulous week. Well, I made it on time because you know it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have spoken. I've been running all over promoting my book, working for the Parks Department, promoting my TV show, and trying to get you to advertise on my radio show and radio's website. So it's really been a very, very busy month for me. I have not slept for more than 5 hours. So tonight I plan on getting a lot of sleep after I finish this radio show. But tonight's topic is so hot and juicy, I had to talk about it. And the theme of tonight, is it okay to date your ex's relative? And if you feel that it's okay, or if you feel that it's tacky, just give me a call, 347-989-0761. Because some people feel that once the relationship is over, that there should not be any communication with family or friends. Now, many people are breaking the code and dating relatives of their exes. Is that right or is that wrong? Call me tonight, 347-989-0761. Now, there are some writers that have even written on this subject, and one writer called Jody Morse said that there are many dating situations which can be fairly awkward. One such example is falling for an ex's sibling or relative. If this happens, should you make the decision to proceed with dating them? Here are some of the things that she says you should take into consideration before deciding if this dating situation is ideal for you. The relationship with your ex. Now, it is important to consider what type of relationship you and your ex have with one another. Did things end badly, or have you remained friends? If you still communicate, you may even be able to talk to your ex about how they feel about you dating their sibling or relative. However, if things ended really badly between the two of you and there were harsh feelings, this may not be an option. But on the other hand, if years have passed since you have broken up, your ex may be willing to accept it for what it is. You have to consider the closeness of the relationship between your ex and their relatives. Is your ex really close to that person? If it is one of their siblings, there's a good chance that they probably are very close to them, even if the relationship is not always on the best of terms. Now, if you are thinking about dating a cousin or an extended family member, however, this may not be the case. Consider the relationship that your ex has with this person and how your dating them may affect their relationship. Put yourself in your ex's shoes. If the situation was reversed and your ex wanted to date your sibling or relative, how would you feel about it? It's important to be sensitive of your ex's feelings before choosing to pursue this relationship. There is a chance that they may not be understanding, but can you really blame them? A lot of this also may be determined by how long you dated and what type of relationship you had with one another. Think of the awkwardness at family events. Now, if you date your ex's sister or brother or cousin or aunt or uncle or father or mother, there's a chance that it can lead to an awkward moment at a family event or function. Consider how your ex is going to feel seeing you with their sibling or relative, as well as how you are going to feel seeing your ex. This is ultimately going to depend mostly on the relationship that you and your ex have with one another. Also, be sure to consider how other family members, such as your ex's parents, may feel about you dating a relative. Dating your ex's sister or brother or relative can be a potentially awkward situation. It may be a better idea to see if there are any other fish in the sea. There are some cases in which it is simply meant to be. However, if this is how you feel about your ex's sibling or relative, it may be ideal to consider dating them to see how it works out. As long as your ex and his family are willing to accept it, there is a chance that it may work out. But what about reuniting with your ex after you break up with their relative? Do you ever think about that? Or do you ever think about, maybe your ex's relative may like somebody in your family and want to dip in your family pool? Did you ever think about that? So you may want to think about dipping into any ex's relative pool in the event that you and your lover break up. Just think about that for a minute. Marinate on that, and I'll be right back.
Sure, I've been in love, I'm a two. In the end, I still chose. whatever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. Somehow, between me and you, I love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to chase. Tell me how it's
Now, dating today requires both skill and stamina. I say that, I mean, you have to be able to navigate hookups, FBI-style investigations via Facebook, even Olympian games of relationship hopscotch on the way to happily ever after. Because 40 years after the sexual revolution, hooking up and friends with benefits aren't just phrases, they're a way of life. Along with the rise of sex before marriage, sex before relationship, or third date is the new norm. Even if society has become more accepting of sex without a commitment, that doesn't mean we're all emotionally prepared for a free-willing lifestyle. Unplanned pregnancy and STDs are the things they told us about in sex ed. The bruised egos and hurt feelings are something we're learning about the hard way on our own. Casual sex usually ends in a casualty. In college, no string scenarios may have been the norm, but now that some of us have left campus life, many of us are eager to graduate to a serious relationship. Instead, we find ourselves like a young lady by the name of Jocelyn in situationships. An almost relationship with regular interaction, but no definition or commitment. The dating lives of young black women have become more complicated and not complex enough at the same time. They love the idea of having someone, but not necessarily of holding out for the right someone. The maintenance man of the 90s has morphed into the stand-in steady of today. Now, our generation didn't invent sex outside of relationship. But what is unique for us is the way we manage our tangled love lives. Today, would-be players are now reevaluating their moves. And guess what? Their spots are getting blown up by Facebook status updates instead of nosy neighbors. Couples meet and break up online, and girls and crews both have mamas that feel it's free for them to come online to talk about what their daughters, exes, or lovers, or future husbands are doing. You discover your winter boo is a wrap when the new chick tags them in photos from their Miami getaway. One friend realized the guy she was dating wasn't the one when he told her he was in Orlando, Florida for work, then checked in on Foursquare at a local gym. Then you call him and he continues to play dating sites while you and your girls are partying in Paris in the winter. Before you left the club, one of them was already Facebook friends with a French suitor. Still, there's a downside to all that interconnectivity. Lose my number is just the beginning of a breakup. Now you also have to unfriend, unfollow, and untag yourself from your ex's life and tell your friends and family to do the same. After ending things with the boyfriend of 4 years, a girl by the name of T. Miller, who's 26 years old, woke up the next day to discover he had blocked her on Twitter, unfriended her, Facebook, GChat, instant message, BBM, iChat, email. Somehow we are still unclear on many messages. Young men and women are enlisting friends to decipher text, receive as shorthand, vague phrases, and emoticons leave much room for interpretation. With the rise of social media, there is a decline in actual social skills for young people. So dating an ex or the family of an ex may not be the greatest idea of all, because you may have some 30-something, some 20-something-year-olds on Facebook breaking up with their ex, and then they may be friends with people that are on Facebook or MySpace or Black Voices or any of these social networks. They know you broke up, so then they try to friend you. Are they really friending you because they like you and they want to get with you? Or are they friending you because they really don't like their relative and they want to piss their relative off? Or are you being tested to see if your loyalty is strong to your ex? I used to manage a recording artist by the name of Deja Vu. She had a record called Sister Girl. Basically, it's the story of a guy who was dating a female. He was dating sister on a sneak tip. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think it's a little bit lazy when you start dipping into the family backyard. I personally think it's disrespectful. I personally think it's lazy. And I think you're really playing yourself really, really, really thin. Your standards are low. However, sometimes people get together, there must be some attraction, and maybe you were with the wrong relative all along. every case scenario is different. I don't know about you. I don't even let my relatives socialize with anyone that I've dated. I don't give numbers up. I don't care if you have questions that you want to ask them that they may have some expertise in. My thing is, if you weren't calling each other when he and I were together, you won't be calling him now. That's just me. I just feel that once you break up, the family should break up too. But then again, that's me. You just got to get it right. Call me if you disagree. 347-989-0761. I'll be on until 7 p.m. Ever not get enough of my girl Jennifer Lopez. Listen, I like that song by CeeLo and Melanie Fiona. I gotta play it again, so I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah.
want to call in right now, I'm on until 7 p.m., 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. Get enough of that song. Well, I'm winding down to the last 1 minute. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30. We talk about hot topics on relationships, finance, politics, whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about. Now, if you have a product, goods, or service and you'd like to advertise on our radio show, we only charge $100 a month, and we create your banner. We promote you for 1 month. If you commit to 2 months, you automatically receive television promotion on our TV show. I mean, you can't beat that. So go to www.futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the radio tab, or you can call 646-548-9501, speak to a representative. And you can, I'm eating so many peanuts. But you can make your payments at PayPal. And we'll send you a link Or you can just email your JPEG or your music if you want to promote music to DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com to speed up the process. Listen, I want you to dance as though no one is watching. Love as though you have never loved before. Always sing as though no one can hear you. And live as though heaven is on earth. And until next time, be blessed.